We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Sadi Vav. Liachar Atzfila Mirim Tur Gedola below Tkia. After davening, you blow one long trua without a tkia. Why? To confuse the satan even more. What's the idea? We're going home to eat now. So maybe it sounds like we're not so afraid of the din. We're not taking it so seriously. So we blow one long trua to show we are taking it very seriously. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says this is not our minug. Our minug is to blow one tekiah gedola, a tekiah gedola at the end of the 100 tekios, and the Makri says tekiah gedola, and the tokea blows longer than a regular tekiah. Well, then the Ramah says, V'yesh makomo shenogin lachzer b'kol gamet kolos. They blow another 30 kolos after the davening. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shlah to add another 10 to get up to 100. Oh, where are the 100? 30 before Musaf. 30 if some blow during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, that's another 30. Another 30 during Chazaras Hashatz, and 10 after Musaf, or if you don't blow during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, it's 30 before Musaf, 30 during Chazaras Hashatz, and 40 after Musaf is over. Why 100 kolos? So this is, we discussed this already, and I attached a separate shir where I discuss where the idea of 100 kolos, that minhag, comes from, and that's the standard minhag in Klal Yisrael to blow 100 kolos. Now the Ramah continues. Uleachar sheyatzu bozeh shuv eimit ko od b'chinam. You shouldn't blow anymore. It's also to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah. It's an issur d'rabbanan. It's also to blow shofar for Yom Tov. So once you're done with the mitzvah, you shouldn't blow for no reason. And it's also. But a katan is allowed to. If he's magil chinuch, he's allowed to blow. That's part of his chinuch, to know that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And he's allowed to blow the shofar. Now the Taz says the Chiddush, which most of the Achronim argue on. The Taz says that since there is a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal never made any iser of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah at all. So the Taz argues on the Ramah and says it's mutter to blow shofar whatever you want on Rosh Hashanah. But we hold you're not allowed to, but a katan is allowed to. But the shofar is not muksa. Why? Because what if somebody else needs to hear the shofar, hasn't heard the shofar yet? So even though you fulfilled the mitzvah, and even though we follow the Ramah, you're not supposed to blow shofar once you're finished with 100 kolos, but the shofar itself is not muksa, because it has a use on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah adds on that anyone can tell a child to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it's not the father. Because bottom line, you're being mechanech the katan for tzkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not only limited to the father. Siman Tov Kuf Sadi Zayin. Ochlim v'shosim v'smechim v'em yisanim b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'shah b'shuva. We eat and we drink and we're sameach. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. There's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There's the Mishnah of the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. And we hold its aser to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's the Yom Hadin, and it's a bit of a more serious day, but we hold it to Yom Tov as well, and therefore it's aser to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk in Nehemiah says, "Ichu mishman mashman mushisum amtakim ki karosh hayom la'adoneinu." Don't be sad on Rosh Hashanah. Now, and we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. However, since it is the Yom Hadin, the issur to fast is lessened a little, and therefore it's mutter to daven until after chatzos. On a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov where it's usher to fast, it's usher to fast until after chatzos too. On Rosh Hashanah, though, we allow you to fast past chatzos for tefillah, because it is the Yom Hadin, and you ought to be more focused on your davening, and you can fast until after chatzos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Amnam, even though you're eating, lo yochu kol seveyam. Don't eat till you're totally full. L'man lo yekeru roshan v'teyer Hashem al p'neihem. It's a more subdued simcha. You're not supposed to have kalus rosh. You should never have kalus rosh in any Yom Tov. But in Rosh Hashanah, we're more careful. It's the Yom Hadin. So while you're eating and drinking and enjoying Yom Tov, you're recognizing this is all part of the Yom Hadin, and Hashem wants you to be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah, and that's part of your tshuva, to be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah and appreciate what Hashem is giving you. But it shouldn't be a kalus rosh and a joking around simcha. It should be a simcha of celebrating that Hashem is our melech, Hashem is our king, he gives us so much and we're thankful to him, and that's all part of our tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Now, it is mutter to fast a tiny scholom on Rosh Hashanah, like it is on the other Yom Tov. That we'll get to more, Be'ezrus Hashem. Sif Beis. Yesh mekoma shekabola b'yodam shekol mi sheragil lisanos Rosh Hashanah, v'mashana regilaso, v'eino misana, eino mashlim shenaso. Some places have a kabbalah, have a tradition, that if somebody is accustomed to fasting on Rosh Hashanah, and then he changes his custom, and doesn't fast, then he won't live out the year. So once you've accepted upon yourself to fast in Rosh Hashanah, then you should continue doing it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says if one is fasting on Rosh Hashanah, he should learn the whole day and be involved in tchinos and bakashos and tfilos to Hashem to make it kulo l'Hashem. Now the Ramah says, "Umi she'enu yarei lenafsho ein tzarech lisanos kol yomav." Someone who doesn't have this extra fear, he doesn't have to do this. Just because you fasted three times in Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to stop. But rak tzarech hatara kamo shar neder, like any other neder, any min of tov that you've done for three times require. If you did not say bli neder, requires hataras neder. So you can matir neder here as well. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should not be matir neder. Once you've done it three times, you should always fast Rosh Hashanah. But if you don't, the Ramah says you can be matir neder. Or if you do it once, but when you do it the one time you have in mind that you want to do it forever, for all the coming years, that would also require Hataras Nedarim. The Mishnah will point out this whole discussion is only discussing fasting during the day of Rosh Hashanah. Certainly everyone agrees you must eat at night and make Kiddush in a regular way, like in any other Yom Tov. What the Shulchan Aruch quotes here in Sif Beis, that since some Rishonim hold you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so some would sometimes fast based on that opinion, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses that minhag. Okay, we'll stop here.